In addition to having implications for our doctrine of the Trinity, God's fatherhood also has important things to teach us about our relationship with God. The Bible teaches that God is the father of believers in ways that are similar to earthly fathers. But our concepts of human fatherhood have changed throughout history, and we all have very different experiences of earthly fathers. So, in what ways is God similar to and different from our earthly human fathers?
And it's important that we understand what our own culture thinks about what a father is, so that we don't necessarily confuse it with what the biblical notion of God as father is. In modern Western culture, for example, a father, that image is usually one of personal intimacy, and maybe the idea of a papa that one might climb up on his lap. In other cultures, the emphasis on what a father is different. In ancient Near Eastern cultures, such as the time of the Bible and the first century Christianity, the idea of fatherhood was primarily one of protection and provision and one of identity. One's own identity was found by what one's father did at the basic level of occupation, but also one's honor in society, one's role and status in society was a function of one's own family relationships headed by the father. And so for Jesus to emphasize, and you see the rest of the New Testament unpack this as well, that God is our Father is language, yes, of familiality, that God, we are part of His family and we are His children, and that God does love us intimately, that is true. But more weighty and more central to the idea of God as Father is that our identity, our very nature, our understanding of who we are as people is now wrapped up in God as revealed in Christ Jesus. Our identity is one of God's. Our nature even is one that comes from God, not from whatever our past is. So that the Corinthian prostitute and the godly Jewish rabbi are now in Christ of one identity because they are called into this one God and by this one God who is now called our Father.